I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The 63rd annual Pikes Peak Ascent and Marathon is this weekend. According to the city of Manitou Springs, the race has been recognized as one of the top five mountain runs in the world as part of the Golden Trail Series. It's the only race in North America to be included in the series, which highlights events based on their scenery, challenge, the history, and the atmosphere that they offer to both runners and the public. The CDC is reporting a record 72,000 people died from opioid overdoses last year. Meanwhile, as 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports, a newly published study from the University of Colorado shows pet owners may be intentionally hurting their animals to get the drugs for themselves.
Lily Tenney is with the Colorado School of Public Health at CU Anschutz. She helped lead the study, which surveyed nearly 200 Colorado veterinarians.
13% believed that a pet owner in their practice had potentially harmed an animal to obtain opioids for their own use.
Veterinary opioids are no different than the opioids prescribed for humans.
Veterinarians stock these drugs in their clinics, so the access to them is actually easier than in medical facilities and healthcare facilities.
The Food and Drug Administration's Commissioner Scott Gottlieb just issued a statement saying it's important to understand the role veterinarians who stock and administer these drugs play in combating the abuse and misuse of pain medications. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.